Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi asserts that refugees will get full constitutional rights while infiltrators will be expelled. Advisor Jalurio emphasizes that development must always safeguard people's rights and interests. Mon Police launches Phase 2 of Auland Project at Thizith and Naga Wrestling Team to participate in UWW Asian Belt Wrestling Championship 2026 at Kyrgyzstan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that refugees will receive full constitutional rights while infiltrators will be expelled. Addressing a public rally at Katwa in West Bengal today, Mr. Modi said, after the BJP government is formed in the state, the process of granting citizenship under Citizenship Amendment Act will be accelerated for all eligible applicants.
Modi ne CAA ka kanun banaya taki matwa naam shudra aur sabhi sharanarthiyon ko samvidhan ki guarantee mile. Yahan BJP sarkar bante hi sharanarthi parivar janon ko CAA ke tahat nagrikta dene ka kaam और तेज किया जाएगा जो भारत में घुसपैठ करके आया है उसको भारत से खदेड़ा जाएगा.
Launching a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that its 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal. The Prime Minister further said the BJP would take strict action against those involved in political violence in the state. The District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, meeting at Chumukedima was held yesterday at DC's Conference Hall. Addressing the meeting, Advisor, Urban Development and Municipal Affairs and Chairman, DPDP, Jalurio, urged all departments to maintain close coordination and work collectively for the overall development of the district. He emphasized while pursuing infrastructure and developmental works, the rights and interests of the people must be safeguarded at all times. Calling upon officers to take up challenges with commitment, Mr. Rio stressed the importance of interdepartmental coordination to accelerate progress, adding that all efforts must ultimately serve the people. The advisor further underscored the need for regular attendance in DPDB meetings to ensure continuity, effective planning, and for successful achievement of developmental goals in the district. Mon Police has launched the Phase 2 of Auland Project at Thizith to strengthen surveillance and enhancing public safety across the district today. Under Phase 2, Thizith has been equipped with high-quality AI-enabled CCTV systems, advanced night vision surveillance capabilities and a dedicated control room at the SDPO office Thizith. The project was implemented under the guidance of the Director General of Police Nagaland with active support of the district administration, a press release stated. The Auland project seeks to bring the entire district under comprehensive CCTV surveillance coverage with a view to enhancing security, strengthening law enforcement and promoting public safety. Earlier, the Phase 1 project was launched in Mon Town in 2025. Divisional Management Unit Kohima Nagaland Forest Management Project conducted its annual review meeting yesterday at the Conference Hall Forest Office Complex, Kohima. Highlighting about the project aims and objectives, DFO and DMU head Kohima, Dr. Sevono Seletso, said that the annual review meeting is a time to reflect on the works that have been undertaken over the years at different project villages. The DFO said that the project aims to improving the forest cover and urged the Joint Forest Management Committee, JFMC, members to work collectively to meet the project objectives. The DFO further encouraged the JFMC members of Batch 4 villages to actively take up plantation activities in order to enhance forest cover. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back, you're listening to the evening news. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has expressed confidence that the recently announced ceasefire would pave the way for lasting peace and security in West Asia. Mr. Goyal said this during a virtual call with his Saudi Arabian counterpart Dr. Majid bin Abdullah Al-Kasabi. He also hailed the spirit of Saudi people in the resolve to maintain supply chain resilience amidst increased disruptions and volatility. He condemned attacks on the country during the ongoing conflict and appreciated Saudi Arabia's efforts to protect the Indian community. During the call, both sides noted the strain on regional supply chains due to conflict and stressed the need for an early recovery through coordinated efforts to ensure smooth trade flows. Mr. Goyal also highlighted India's steps to support exports to Saudi Arabia and the Gulf region. The clinical laboratory at the Central Ayurveda Research Institute, Bengaluru, has achieved ISO 15189.2022 accreditation in biochemistry and hematology. It has become the first institute under the Central Council for Research in Ayurvedic Sciences to receive this distinction. The accreditation certifies that the laboratory meets globally accepted standards for accuracy, reliability, and safety in diagnostic services. The facility has also secured National Accreditation Board for Testing and Calibration Laboratories accreditation for 50 test parameters, marking its transition into a center of excellence. Minister of State for Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, said that international accreditation ensures precise diagnostics and strengthens healthcare outcomes while positioning Ayush systems as benchmarks of quality. International delegates from 22 countries have commended India's electoral process during legislative assembly polls in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. A total of 38 delegates were on a two-day visit to India as part of the International Election Voters Programme 2026, organized by the Election Commission, ECI. In a statement, the ECI said that the seamless conduct of polling and high voter turnout left a strong impression on the visiting teams. They expressed gratitude to the Election Commission for the opportunity to witness the scale and grandeur of election management and commended its commitment to transparency, inclusivity and excellence. And sports news, a four-member Naga wrestling team will be representing the Indian belt wrestling team under the aegis of All India Traditional Wrestling and Pankration Federation to participate at UWW Asian Belt Wrestling Championship 2026 to be held on 13th and 14th April at Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. The team is led by President Nagaland Wrestling Association NWA, Mr. Vivolia Kezo, and prominent Naga wrestlers Kezashelio Pena, Venuzo Dauho, and Nlumrai Higwang. In the press release, the NWA expressed gratitude to Minister Temjin M. Nalong for taking the initiative to promote Naga wrestling and taking necessary steps to include Naga wrestling at the World Nomad Games 2026, which will be held in later part of the year at Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. The NWA further appealed all wrestling fraternity and public to support and uphold the team for the championships. And the Nagaland Under-19 Men's and Women's Boxing Team will participate in the Youth Under-19 National Boxing Championship 2026, scheduled to be held in Guwahati from April 12th to 19th. The 8-member team comprises of 5 male boxers, 1 female boxer, a team manager and a coach. The team will be accompanied by Nagaland Police Boxing Coach Ms. N. Akoglachadir, AIBA Star 1 coach, along with a team manager. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi asserts that refugees will get full constitutional rights while infiltrators will be expelled. Advisor Jali Ray emphasizes that development must always safeguard people's rights and interests. Mon Police launches Phase 2 of Aulon Project at Tizit, and Naga Wrestling Team to participate in UWW Asian Belt Wrestling Championship 2026 at Kyrgyzstan. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.